I accept this appointment, and it will be my great honor to serve Minnesota as United States Senator.
Less than a week after Democratic Senator Al Franken said he's leaving the Senate because of sexual misconduct allegations, Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton has found a replacement. You just heard there from Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith, who's been picked to take the seat once Al Franken steps down.
Though I never anticipated this moment, I am resolved to do everything that I can to move Minnesota forward, and I will be a fierce advocate.
Tina Smith is a Democrat. She also says she will run in the 2018 special election to serve out the final 2 years of Al Franken's term. This will make Minnesota one of four states with two female senators. Hey, here's trivia. Can you name the other three? Hit me on Twitter if you think you know, and super bonus points for naming those senators. No Googling. Let's go back to Minnesota, though. Brian Baxt is Capitol correspondent for Minnesota Public Radio. Hi, Brian.
Hello there.
Well, Brian, who is Tina Smith, the woman who is soon to be the next senator from Minnesota?
She's the consummate behind-the-scenes player. She spent decades in Minnesota politics, mostly working on behalf of other people, former Vice President Walter Mondale, Governor Mark Dayton, Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback. She burst onto the scene and political scene herself in 2014 when she ran as lieutenant governor with Mark Dayton, and that's the only elected office she's ever served.
And now that she's being pushed to the fore, what do people expect from her?
They expect a steady hand. You know, she's one of these people who's not showy. She likes to collaborate with people. She's very respected within the business community, and she's seen as kind of a deal maker. But she's also got very strong Democratic principles. So there's an expectation that she'll vote with the Democrats on most, if not everything.
Chuck Schumer can expect no real trouble from her.
No, and in fact, she shouldn't really be all that out front on a lot of things. And it's different for her because now she's running for the seat as well in 2018. So she's going to have to do a little bit to elevate her profile. She's not that widely known in Minnesota, despite her political office.
So, Brian, Al Franken still hasn't said exactly when he's going to step down from his Senate seat and resign. This special election will take place in 2018. Now, a lot of people guessed that Keith Ellison, the congressman from Minneapolis and deputy chair of the DNC, would run for a Senate seat. But he says he supports Tina Smith.
That was a big surprise yesterday. Within moments of the press conference ending where Tina Smith was introduced, Keith Ellison put out a statement saying he throws his full support behind Tina Smith, and he took himself out of consideration. Keith Ellison has been building his profile. He's deputy chair of the DNC. So getting him on board was a big deal.
Talk about how many Republicans or even other Democrats might be waiting in the wings to challenge Tina Smith after her short incumbency in 2018.
You saw a lot of Democratic groups and other Democrats rallying behind Tina Smith, so she might have a field-clearing effect on her side. There probably will be kind of one or two other people, but it's still a big question as to whether anyone with stature will step up to challenge her. On the Republican side, this is a rare opportunity, an open seat. So we're hearing a lot of names of people, you know, state senators. Former Governor Tim Pawlenty is at least considering it. He hasn't ruled it out yet. There's a bunch of people who could run. And of course, there are people who want to see maybe an outsider come into this, somebody who doesn't have a long political record to tear apart.
But Brian, doesn't Governor Mark Dayton's decision here also set up a bit of a weird situation in the governor's office? The person who takes over for Tina Smith as lieutenant governor is a Republican who's going to be working for a Democrat.
Absolutely. And there's already quite a bit of conflict around that. The state senator, Michelle Fischbach, says that she wants to do the lieutenant governor job and keep her state Senate job. The Senate is divided by a single vote at this point with Republicans. And if she left, who knows who would fill that seat? So Democrats could potentially take over the majority of the Senate if there's a special election, given this climate, even though it's a fairly Republican seat in most years. And so this thing seems like it's headed to court. The governor has already requested an attorney general's opinion, and the state Senate has already issued its kind of legal primer that says, we think she can hold both jobs.
Brian Baxt, Capitol correspondent for Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
You're welcome.
By the way, your trivia, the other three states with two female senators, California, of course, Washington State, and most recently, New Hampshire.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.